You are listening to Breathe and Bounce.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange. When you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. All right, yeah. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange.
So, are people strange? I think so. Sometimes they can be, but that's okay. So, welcome to Breathe and Bounce. It's Michael with you, here to talk about how people are strange. Well, that's just part of the show today. You know, when we walk around, we see a lot of things happen. You see a lot of angry people on the roads, people beeping horns. Election time is coming around. That's always a fun time. You know, that's when we truly are divided as a society. And we have Easter coming up, which is family fun. If you have a family, you know, those in-laws really probably get on your nerves, don't they? Yep, everything is crazy. Lots of fun stuff going on, right? You know, I can sit here and I can take a look at everything that pisses me off in the world, too. Sports ticks me off because I see the ugliness it brings out of people. When people gossip, I see the ugliness it brings, and it's the ugliness. No one wants to have that ugliness come out, but the ugliness does come out. Unfortunately, there's a lot of ugliness. And I'll tell you what really gets to me. Being a vegan, when meat eaters try to tell me that the way I'm living is messed up. Yeah, you know, it's a fun little world, right? And I guess the one thing you can do is you can destroy everything, right? You can yell, you can scream, you can burn it all down, you can destroy everything and riot, right? That's one option. Think about that option. Think about that option while you listen to this real jamming song about what it would be like if the whole world rioted and destroyed each other. What would that look like?
We'll be right back.
Did you get a picture? Did you get what it looks like in your mind if we were to completely destroy each other? You know, that Republican down the road that's cursing you out. That Karen yelling at you about where you're parking. You know, all that stuff. It's so easy. It's so easy to be negative, right? It's so easy to judge. It's so easy to point fingers. It's so easy to gossip and make fun of people who might be a little bit different. It is. But think about it. The more we do that, we are destroying the world. You don't need to drop a match in the gas tank, as Poppy said. You're just doing it by putting that bad energy out there. You know, when you're in school and you see that misfit kid who looks like he hasn't showered in 4 days and is wearing the same clothes, you can do one of two things. You can take the easy way or the hard way. The easy way would be to sit there and ridicule him with everyone else that's ridiculing him and making fun of him. Or you can actually go up to him and talk to him and become his friend and find out why he's having such a struggle with his life. When it comes to being a vegan is freaking hard, man. Trust me, I know. I've been doing it for 3 years. I was a vegetarian for a couple decades before that. And it would be very easy for me to see meat eaters and call them murderers and all this other stuff. And then they would tell me that I was a weirdo, that I was some tree-hugging hippie, and plants are alive, and I shouldn't eat plants because they're alive. And here's someone that's telling me that they eat things that have four legs and procreate and communicate, that I shouldn't eat a plant. And it's easy for me to get mad at that. It's easy for me to get mad at anything like that. It's easy to judge people that are different from you. It's easy to condemn them, to pass judgment. Well, one thing I've said, and it says it right on my website, is that this is a judgment-free zone. I don't judge anybody. I don't. I disagree with people on a variety of topics. But just because you're wrong doesn't mean you're a bad person. I always say that. I say that as a joke. I think we have all these systems in place that help divide us, whether it's religion, whether it's politics, whether it's the media, whether it's class, whether it's culture. There's always things dividing us and making it easy to poke fun, to hate, to be angry, to feel shorted, to feel oppressed against, to feel like you got the short end of the stick. Just to feel all these things. It's easy. Being angry is easy. Being negative is easy. It is so easy. You could do it easily because that's usually the first place we go to when someone does something different that hurts us, that we don't understand, that doesn't make sense. We go right to grabbing the knife and throwing it, pulling out the gun and pulling the trigger. And I'm not talking about a real knife and a real gun. I'm talking about words, because guess what? Words can hurt just as bad as they can. Things that you say, you never know what kind of an impact you're going to have on someone's day if you judge them in a way. But there is a flip side to that. Think about if you are nice and thoughtful and compassionate. You know, let me go back to the vegan thing again. A lot of vegans get really angry with the meat eaters because the meat eaters are, you know, they can be pretty rough with us. But they've been conditioned to think that eating meat is okay. That's kind of how we are systematically brought into the world. Most families do, at least. And that's the way they've learned. You know, we talk about in The Matrix that waking someone up is very difficult, right?
I feel I owe you an apology. We have a rule. We never free a mind once it's reached a certain age. It's dangerous. The mind has trouble letting go. I've seen it before, and I'm sorry.
So, I mean, that's the case. We all are living in our own version of the Matrix where we're brought up to believe that certain things are right, like eating animals, like believing anything that is part of a religious dogma that judges other people. And I'm kind of speaking to people who gay and transsexual here, where a lot of religion brings people up to believe that those people are sinning and they're evil. We talk about war, how war is necessary, how people bombing innocent people that have nothing to do with the actual conflict of a country is totally fine. We're brought up to believe these beliefs. But maybe we can break up with these beliefs. I mean, it will be hard, right? It'll be hard to pull yourself away from everything that you learned from the time you were a child. It would be just really painful, you know? But maybe it would be necessary. Maybe it's what needs to happen, because this world, there are way too many angry people in this world. There are way too many people that are just upset. Too many people that are depressed. Too many people are anxious. Too many people are walking around, and maybe it's because there's glitches in the Matrix, right? Maybe because there's people are just having hard times and they don't know how to wake up. I mean, if you think about it, you know, when we practice metta, love and kindness, that's love and kindness to all beings, not to just people, everything. You show love and kindness to animals. You show love and kindness to nature. And yet we find ways to destroy nature so we can put up homes, or we can put up business buildings, or whatever it is we need to do because we need to keep making money. What if the concept of money was completely erased? What would people do then? So I think we need to break up with this whole idea of negativity. This whole idea is it's okay because that's how I was raised. Because we've had a hard life. And maybe we need to find a way to make that life easier. And the only way we make that life easier is we break up with negativity.
Myself to blame. It's just a simple fact of life. It can happen to anyone. You win, you lose. It's a chance you have to take with love. Oh yeah, I fell in love, but now you say it's over and I'm falling apart. Yeah, yeah, it's a down inside. It's life is tough on your own. Now I'm waiting for something to fall from the skies. I'm waiting for love. Yes, it's a hard life. Two lovers together to love and live forever in each other's hearts. It's a long, hard fight to learn to care for each other. To trust in one another right from the start.
did it for love. Yes, I did it for love.
If we can learn how to do things for love, we could be so far ahead of the curve. We could live wonderful, productive lives. So how do we do it? As hard as it is, how do we do it? When we're so used to having that negative mindset, when we're so used to just thinking that things will never be better, that things are always going to be this way. Because you hear that. That's really kind of like, I think, the biggest argument for not making any kind of changes. Well, this is the way we've always done it. Oh, well, maybe that way has to change. Maybe someone needs to do something different. And I really, truly believe it starts with each and every one of us making a decision to do something differently. Maybe you do become a vegetarian and you find a way to let the animal trade die down. Maybe if you're someone who's hurting family members, maybe you go and get some help. You talk about your feelings. You talk. You communicate. You find a common ground rather than see these families like blow apart. Maybe if you're going down the road, let someone go in front of you. Let someone go first at that stop sign. It's just little things you can do just to make it a better world. It's hard, though. It's hard to do that because our first reaction is always to react, not to respond. I've always been bad about that, and it's something I'm practicing. I'm trying to get better at just responding to people rather than reacting, because believe me, when I react, it never works good for me because I come off really angry, and on top of that, I usually have this shoot first, ask questions later mentality that I've had that I'm trying to abandon day by day. It's all about practicing, and it's all about just trying. You know, we're all in deep crap right now, right? Deep doo-doo. Because if we keep going the way we're going, guys, we're never going to get out. So what we have to do is we have to start to swim. We have to start getting better. We have to figure out what's the first thing I can do to pull myself out of the deep dung, as Sad Guru says. Dung, he uses that word. Cracks me up every time I hear it. How do you get out of deep dung? How do we get humanity out of deep dung? How do we make our lives come out of the deep dung? Take a step and just try something new. Be nice. Be happy. Find the most wholesome thing you can do.
We came out from the deep.
Yes. That's why we are here. We're here to grow. We're here to evolve. We're here to make the best of what we can. That is the best reason to be here. And while we are here, we want to make the most of our time. Anytime you go somewhere, you want to make the most of it, right? If you go to school, you want to learn a lot. If you go to a real nice restaurant, you want to get some nice flavors and have a nice time and have a great meal. If you go play a game, you want to have fun. Some people really want to win. Maybe you don't have to win. Maybe it's about having fun. And maybe if you just give it your all and you don't win, at least you gave it your all and you had a good time doing that. Maybe that's what we need to do. Maybe that's what we need to be taught. I don't know. I don't want to get into a big social commentary about life, but I just want to say I think we can start the ball rolling by just being kinder to everybody. But we have to be kinder to ourselves first. I got Kristen Jones and Catherine Hilger from Awake Oneness Tribe coming up here in just a moment. They're going to talk about Veggie Fest coming up in a few weeks, and it sounds like it's going to be a beautiful event, so we're going to talk about that. Have you had a chance to check out breatheandbounce.com? Because there's a lot coming up. There's a lot of things going on right now. You know, just I'm not someone that just talks. I also work it. I'm on my mat almost every day, and now I want to help people learn what they can do on their mat. So I got myself certified to teach yoga back in December, and I am ready to get out there and start teaching. And there are going to be experiences coming up where you'll have a chance to work with me and others on many different formats. Perhaps you might get some Reiki, some breath work. Might get some relaxation techniques, journaling, and of course we're going to practice yoga, and we're going to practice mindful eating and all these cool things. We're also going to have workshops where we can work on many different problem areas in our life. And we're also going to have presentations where I can talk and tell my story about things and how I'm doing and how I'm trying to turn things around. And perhaps you can get a nugget out of that. And that's all on breatheandbounce.com. There's an events calendar coming up. So we have things are in the works right now. And once we get things going, we'll let you know. But in the meantime, while you're there, you can check out the Gratitude Chronicles. That's my weekly column where I write about a topic. You can also see some of the social media stuff, some of the little videos and trinkets that we put in there, as well as a couple other things. You can interact with us on those socials. And also, you can find any episode you want of the show. This is the 39th. We have 38 before this that you can check out and find. Maybe you remember a topic that you might have heard on the show. Maybe you can find a topic you like because you can just scroll down and see what there is. The title usually is related to whatever we're talking about. So if you get a chance, check that out. And you can also follow the podcast. We're on Spotify. We're on Podbean. We are on YouTube. We are in quite a few places where we bring music, philosophy, and love together. Is that a good thing for the show? New tagline? Perhaps. But in the meantime, we're going to have Kristen and Catherine here in just a few minutes. So stick around. This is Breathe and Bounce.
Today is a great day to begin again. This is Breathe and Bounce.
Thank you.
we've been talking a lot about togetherness today, and we've been talking about just, you know, curating a better world, curating a better community. And, you know, when I talked about community earlier, I'm just talking about a worldwide community. I'd like to see a better worldwide community. I think we all need that. But there's always, and as I said, there's always little places you can start. And this would be one little place you could start, and it's going to be in a big way. This is another event by the wonderful people at the Awake Oneness Tribe. This is the Veggie Fest. It's going to be happening on April 13th in Joliet, Illinois. It's going to be going on from 10 till 6 at the Temple of Harmony. And that is located at 3400 Earl Drive in Joliet. With me are two of the facilitators of this event. One of them is our friend here of the program, Kristen Jones. And we also have Catherine Helger with us, both from Awake Oneness Tribe. Hey, guys, how's it going?
It's going great.
Awesome. So we got another awesome event here coming up. And tell me a little bit about how this all came to pass. It seems like it's really dedicated to people growing their own food rather than just going to the store and buying prepackaged junk. Does that sound about right?
You know, that definitely is part of it for sure. I think that you actually gave us the most beautiful intro of all, because what we really hope to do with our quarterly events is bring the entire tribe together from all of the nations or the little suburbs and little pockets of the community that we don't necessarily get to engage with on a daily or weekly basis. So this is where we really come together and celebrate the reason for this season. And so this spring event for us has a lot of different things incorporated into it that go along with the season. First and foremost, the Veggie Fest and Seed Swap element, where we're really encouraging people to bring their creations. So there are plenty of gardeners in our networks that love to share the joy of cultivating something and creating something from seed to something more. So sharing in that joy of creation together is one of the main themes. Another main theme that we have is our tribe garage sale. So spring is the perfect time to clean out the old.
Right. Clean out the closet. Get rid of some of that stuff, right?
Yes. Get rid of some of the stuff that you don't need. So very similar to like a church rummage sale. We are currently actually collecting donations from our Awake community to be sold as a fundraiser for our tribe. So donations actually are being accepted in two locations starting today, the Journey's Path in West Chicago, Illinois, and then also Aura Holistic, which is in Aurora. So more details will be on our Facebook page and other social medias forthcoming. And then in addition to those things, we also have a very robust vendor village. So one of the best benefits of our Awake Oneness family is the provider network that we have. These are all providers that really believe in the journey of the mind, body, and spirit having a connection. So we love to see the different variety that we have, which will include the classic ones in our network, anything from, you know, tarot and energy providers to different types of body workers and sound healers and, you know, your classics like beekeeping and fresh produce and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So lots of fun.
Yeah.
Lots going on. And even beyond that, we've got our kids' corner and then the demos and meditations on the hour as part of the temple's offering.
Right. Yeah, you're gonna be at a temple. You can't have a temple without meditation, you know? Yes, so it's going to be
beautiful.
And the thing that's great about meditation, I mean, a lot of people get freaked out about the whole meditation aspect. It's like, am I doing it right? What am I doing? Nothing's happening. and the truth of the matter is, just with meditation, I think this would be a wonderful chance for people to start practicing meditation, because it is powerful. It is a very good grounding experience. It helps, you know, it helps with dealing with a lot of unpleasant things, because I'll tell you this, coming from me, someone that likes to talk, someone that moves around a lot, someone that listens to a lot of, you know, EDM music, it's all over the place. When I sit down and I meditate, it is rough, but it is also enlightening, and it's also beautiful. And I just keep practicing it more and more. I'll probably, if I come to your fest, I'll probably be there like every half an hour on the hour. I'll be in there meditating.
Yeah.
We need the
You're going to sneak away as much as possible and into that room. And they have a beautiful private separate temple where these meditations will be held and guided with the wonderful hosts of this event at the Temple of Harmony.
Yeah.
It's just so beautiful. So I'm really excited too, to indulge.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me a little bit. You guys, it says here, you guys are going to have food trucks there too, huh?
Yes. I don't know if you want to jump in on the food, but what we try to do, we have a very big vegan community.
Oh, good.
So we have
we were just talking about that.
Yes. Kate, do you want to jump in on some of the food
stuff?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got some vegan offerings that are going to be coming through. We're still working on the final details, so it's a little bit surprise. But everything, there should be something for everybody based on their dietary restriction. That's one of the main things we try to focus on. As part of the temple community, it is really a vegan or vegetarian altogether community. So something for everybody for sure. And then actually our outreach team will also be selling hibiscus tea as a nice refresher moment, and also just to have a good place to have conversation and have a moment to really just enjoy each other's company. So yeah, lots coming up on
Sounds beautiful. Are you guys both vegan or vegetarian or neither?
Go ahead, Kate.
We both have extreme dietary restrictions. I'm sensitive to corn, and mostly I'm pescatarian. Very rarely eat meat unless my body needs something.
Gotcha.
And I kind of go with the body's vibe, but I'm pretty much, you know, in the vegetarian route.
Nice. What about you there, Kristen?
I would say the same thing. Sometimes I'm able to do very specific amounts of like dairy, but if I do eat anything like that, it's typically kosher and halal, just because the process of it actually made a huge difference for my vessel.
Understood. We were talking earlier about, you know, hard decisions to make, and I said, you know, one of the things I talked about was with vegans. You know, I'm a vegan myself, and a lot of vegans I know like to judge the meat eaters, and the meat eaters like to judge the vegans for being judgmental about their meat eating. And I said that I think everyone needs to take a step back and do the hard thing. If you're going to be a vegan, the only way you're going to get someone to get on your side of the fence is not judge them, but slowly give them a couple breadcrumbs. Say, here, eat this cookie. Guess what? No, there was no milk in this cookie. There was no eggs in this cookie. Wasn't it good? Here, have another one. You know, that's the way you get people. You don't say, hey, you murderer, I'm gonna throw red paint on you, blah. You know. So, but that's awesome that you guys cater to like the vegetarian and vegan community. That is a huge thing. And you said you have the kids' corner. What kind of activities are at the kids' corner?
Yeah, we're going to have a bunch of different crafts, coloring things, typical spring things, featuring just the essence of spring. So the joy of new, the joy of growth, and just a lot of brightness to really beef that up. So we have our family, our youth and families moderator, Bieta. She is going to be leading our kids' corner, and she's amazing. She actually just led a group effort at Feed My Starving Children.
Oh, nice. That's such a cool place.
It was so wonderful to see all of our tribe just packing food for other areas of the world. Witnessing that and just getting to be a part of that is truly just something I'm grateful for every day. So definitely stop by there, say hello, and consider joining that group, because there are going to be a lot of really cool, wholesome family and youth things coming out of us this
summer. You have volleyball. I see here you're going to have volleyball.
You know, we're going to have a little bit of everything. So if anybody has any suggestions or desires, or
I don't know that, yes. That volleyball, I might be all, yet. I might be all in on that volleyball. I'll tell you that much. Volleyball's
I'll
awesome.
Give it a shot. I'll join you.
Nice. That's awesome.
Could you imagine sweatbands?
We need sweatbands for sure. Yes. We got to nerd it up.
Everyone's got sweatbands.
Got to nerd it up.
It's like dodgeball, but volleyball.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We don't want to have dodgeball. Well, that's kind of violent, you know, isn't it, right?
Yeah, maybe we use balloons, guys. Let's like calm this down.
We're just going to be hurling good vibes at one another.
There you go.
Words of affirmation.
That sounds awesome.
I like this. Maybe the ball. Oh, I like that idea. Okay, wait. We'll expand on it.
I am very happy that I can kind of contribute to the brainstorming of the event. So
you are.
I'll send my invoice in the mail. No, I'm just kidding. But
that's
no,
the point of oneness. Everyone's voice is heard.
Exactly. And that's the wonderful thing about, you know, the Awake Oneness Tribe. I just feel like there's just a whole bunch of people coming together with good vibes, good intentions, trying to bring the best they can to bring the best out of people. And that's the important thing. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, this show is a huge supporter of that. And we always love to talk about all the events you guys are doing. It just sounds like such wonderful stuff. Once again, this is the Veggie Fest, and this is going to be happening on April 13th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. over at the Temple of Harmony. Once again, that is 3400 Earl Drive in Joliet. If anyone wants to get more information, what's the best way about doing that?
Yeah, you can reach out to outreach@awakeonenesstribe.org. You'll reach me there and we will be able to answer any questions you have. If it is an event-specific question, you can reach out to events@awakeonenesstribe.org. And I'll provide those to you separately, Michael, so that you have them.
That sounds beautiful. Well, thank you very much for joining me on the show today, Kristen Jones and Catherine Hilger. The brains behind the Veggie Fest. And it is going to be just a wonderful event. I'm coming. I'm coming with my sweatbands. I am coming there with my meditation beads. And I'm coming there with an empty stomach too, apparently. So,
but
I am very excited about this event, and I hope anyone hearing this is excited and they come and join all of us for this. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today, guys. We look forward to this event. It sounds like it is going to be awesome.
Thank you so much for having us, Michael.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Somebody wear me to the fair? Will a lady pin me in her hair? Will a child find me by a stream? Love and joy, faith and hope to people forlorn. Inside every man lives the seed of life. If he looks within, he finds beauty and power. For
So that's what it's all about, people. Find ways to do things a little differently, right? Find things that are going to work out a little bit better to help this world. That's what it's all about. It is our one chance. And the thing about life is you do get one chance, and that is it. You're going to live life being angry. You're going to live life picking fights. You're going to live your life just wasting away. Or you're going to live life and just bring happiness to everyone around you. Make the situation better than when you left it. What are you going to do? How are you going to move? What's it going to be? I will tell you this, full disclosure. I was probably one of the angriest people you would ever meet in your life. And I covered that up with a lot of sarcasm and comedy. And I didn't realize how angry I was until I fell apart. In 2016, I completely fell off the rails. I hurt people that were close to me, that worked for me. And I don't think I ever forgave myself for that for many, many years. And I'm starting to come to grips that I did what I did and I have to let it go. So I'm trying to do something positive now. That's one of the reasons why I do this. It's one of the reasons why I want to teach yoga. That's one of the reasons why I want to bring positive energy wherever I go. Just tell people they're doing good, whether they're friends or strangers. So what are you going to do? When someone says hi to you, you're going to say hi back? If you're yelling at that person working behind the counter, are you going to ask yourself, maybe they're having a bad day? Maybe they're the only one working? Maybe I should take a step back and be grateful that they decided to come in and help to make sure myself and other customers were taken care of? What can you do? Every decision you make can be one decision that changes the trajectory of someone's day, of the world. I hope you choose wisely. Let's take a minute and let's close our eyes. And let's look inward. Focus on your breath. Feel the inhale and the exhale. Maybe you breathe out your mouth because you have so much heaviness, or you let it out through your nose. Find an intention. Find what you believe that you are good at. What is your strength? What can you do today to make your day better and possibly three others along the way? It's okay to be angry. And it's okay to be sad and hurt and distraught. Those things are fine. It's how we respond to them is what matters. It is how we carry them throughout that makes the difference. We may have heard this before, and we might laugh at it. But when you speak, ask yourself three questions. Is it kind? Is it true? Is it necessary? If you answer no to any of those, perhaps you take that thought and let it go. Let it fly away like a bird going south for the winter. Put your hands on your heart, your right hand on your chest with your left hand covering it. Show yourself some love. You're a beautiful human being. Tell yourself how wonderful you are. Think about all the great things you've done. Think about the positive impacts you might have had in life. Not when you really dug in there and did a big favor for someone, but maybe just by shaking someone's hand, maybe telling someone they did a nice job. Think about the way you can impact someone in a positive way. Because in life, we only get a certain amount of time to get it right. And we don't have to be perfect, but we can practice. And at the end of the day, it is all about the practice. Whether you practice yoga, whether you practice meditation, whether you practice walking, whether you practice breathing, whether you practice speaking, giving, talking, whatever, it is all about the practice. Don't ever stop practicing. Don't ever stop breathing. Don't ever stop being you. Go ahead and open your eyes. Just take a nice deep breath. Raise your arms up to the sky as you take a deep breath. And then look up between your hands. And then close your eyes and let your arms come back down. And let a nice big long exhale out. I'd like to thank Kristen Jones and Catherine Hilger for coming on the show from Awake Oneness Tribe to talk about the Veggie Fest. For more details on that, you can go to my website at www.breatheandbounce.com, and I'll be more than happy to direct you to them. In the meantime, I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be peaceful. May your breath take you places that your mind cannot. Namaste.